Hey guys, today we have a very special guest. So this is Chris King. He has a very very big like YouTube channel, and he's teaching entrepreneurs how to do like e-commerce. And so I want to ask you some questions about like e-commerce specifically. Yeah. Like, so like right now with all of the like changes with Facebook and everything, do you see anything happen like with standard like dropshipping model? Yeah. Or
I do. I think it's going to be a lot harder in this landscape. I think a lot of people are getting afraid because the market looks saturated. Mm-hmm. But to me, that just means it's very competitive. Mm-hmm. So it means it's still possible. And so I just think it comes down to having really good customer service and actually selling a really good product. Because it used to a long time ago, you could just put anything on Facebook and it wouldn't work to say buy this. But now it's not like that anymore. It's all about emotional marketing and branding. Mm-hmm.
So that's like quite similar to what these guys are like. The content here is around that, like big brands, they're like attaching emotions to their ads, to their products.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is actually selling an emotion, because that's the way I see it. You're not selling a product, you're selling an emotional experience. And mm-hmm. if you do that, you're a good marketer.
And you, like, so in your personal experience, do you have like some favorite niches that you always like go after? Or
For the most part, beauty niche always, just because mm-hmm. it's true, women do buy more than men. Mm-hmm. But also because in the beauty niche, you're not really selling like a makeup bag or something like mm-hmm. that. You're selling an accessory to someone's personality, or if it's makeup, you're selling confidence. So you're mm-hmm. selling an emotion. So yeah, beauty is really good. Pets is really good. Any niche that there's already love and passion tied into, mm-hmm. I think is a really good niche to market, just because there's already love there. So all you have to do is put a product in front of people that they already relate to, and mm-hmm. it'll just work.
Cool. What are the profit margins you're currently seeing mm-hmm. like with you and with your students as well?
Yeah. So with me as well as my students, I've personally seen up to 50% profit mm-hmm. margins. Mm-hmm. My best profit in one day, I did 38,000 in revenue and it was 21,000 profit. Mm-hmm. So like 52%. Mm-hmm. But on average, I see around 25 to 30% as well as me as across my students. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Cool. And do you utilize funnels right now with...
Me personally, I don't use ClickFunnels for any of my Shopify products. Mm-hmm. I just push people straight to the landing page on Shopify mm-hmm. and then just sell just like that.
Okay, and you use mm-hmm. like Zipify or it's like some other show?
Every once in a while, I will do Zipify one-click upsell mm-hmm. Or Carthook. But yes, that typically works very well. I had a 20% conversion rate on a Zipify one-click upsell at one point for a beauty product. Uh-huh. And one little trick that I've not really told my YouTube channel is that I've actually just tried upselling the same exact product mm-hmm. with Zipify, and it works extremely well, just at a lower price.
Okay, so mm-hmm. basically like a good deal on the same product.
Exactly. So if I was selling this iPhone case and someone was going to buy it for $20 on sale mm-hmm. on my store, I would Zipify one-click upsell them for, hey, get the same case or another one, however, for $10. Mm-hmm. And you know, with something so cheap, it works. It just adds extra profit to mm-hmm. each order, and it just works at scale.
Cool. And then so with your like, so you build like quite big like personal brand. Yeah. Right, do you think that's important like for
I do. I don't think it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. It really just comes down to what your end goals are. You mm-hmm. know, like for me, I kind of started making money and I realized it wasn't really about the money. It's about the connections you make and the impact you mm-hmm. have. And so my goal in life is to actually like speak more and help more people and actually mm-hmm. just change the world rather than just make a lot of money, because money won't make you happy, but what you do with it will. Mm-hmm. So a personal brand is important if you do want to have impact on the world and just do want to foster deep relationships. Mm-hmm. But it's not for everybody.
Okay, so when you say like it's not for everybody, it's like mm-hmm. kind of like some people are just like more like introverts. Or,
yeah, like some people would rather have like a small town type of life and just mm-hmm. have like a small group of friends and things like that. Like not everyone wants to be famous mm-hmm. per se, which is not why you build a personal brand. Yeah. But yeah, it's just not for everybody. Some people would just rather work in the rooms all day, and that's just fine. You can make a lot of money and you don't have to even be on social media. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you have to find your own path, right?
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the same way you're selling a product to a passionate niche, you've got to find what you're passionate about and mm-hmm. then live your life that way. One thing I always say is you should not optimize your life based mm-hmm. on someone else's opinion.
Mm-hmm. And are you working right now on some like brands that you're like, not like dropshipping, but more like brands like that, mm-hmm. that have like longer...
Yes, I'm not scaling any right now, but I am working with warehousing in the United States, mm-hmm. Shipping bulk orders from Alibaba mm-hmm. and doing that, and then white labeling my products and sending to influencers. So that's one thing I'm working with now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What is that? Is the same like beauty niche?
It is not. It's more of a general niche. So yeah, that's all I could say on that.
Okay.
And it's a very general type of product. Mm-hmm. You've definitely seen it before.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then you prepare like to launch it like Q4 during Q4?
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually planning on launching it later this month. And so mm-hmm. I've just been working everything out for the past few weeks to gear up for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been planning a lot of like marketing details, like buy one or buy two, get one free, things mm-hmm. like that. So yeah, just really working on that.
And is it like Facebook still the main source of traffic for you, for your stores?
Yes, 100%. Facebook, number one. And then Instagram is number two. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually try YouTube ads for dropshipping products. I know a lot of people don't do that. But you can actually just do a dropshipping ad for YouTube pre-roll or like middle of a video and send people to a landing page if it's a passionate niche. So for example, if there's like some sort of cooking video, you could put a cooking product on there that kind of like solves a problem in the cooking area, whatever. And then if they're watching a cooking video, of course they're going to be cooking and have those problems in the kitchen. And so if it interests them enough and it's actually a compelling ad, then they'll actually click through and potentially buy. And then you could retarget them on Facebook and get them in your funnel.
Cool. And what are like personal goals with your like YouTube channel? Like what kind of like what's your vision for that?
Yeah. So the reason I started with Shopify dropshipping on my YouTube channel was because I saw it was trending in the market. And I also had a lot of value to offer, which I still do. And so that's why where I started my YouTube channel. But the future of it, I plan to do a lot more like mindset and overall life optimization. So psychology, just motivation, things like that. And so that's my plan for the future is I plan to step away from being King Kong and being Chris King and being more of a person that people can relate to and just teaching people how to live a good life overall and not just how to make money.
Cool. And I know that you had this like transition, right? So you used to like work 9-to-5 job or like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's actually funny. I only mentioned this in one of my YouTube videos, but I used to be a personal trainer. This was beginning of 2018 and this is 2019 right now. And it was like February of 2018. I was watching dropshipping videos for a few weeks and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And then I came into work one day and I was off of the schedule. So I'd gotten fired for some reason. And I was like, man, okay, well, I've been learning dropshipping for 3 or 4 weeks now. Do I wanna get a job or do I wanna try this? And I really honestly had $300 to $400 left in my bank account. I thought, okay, well, I've been learning. I feel competent. Let's try. Let's jump in. And so I did. I spent $200 or $300 on shoutouts, and then none of them worked. And then my last like $100 I spent on a shoutout just because I believed in the product, and it brought me $800 back that day. And then I went all in. In my first month, I did $17,000.
Okay.
And then just went up from there.
Cool. So you started with influencers, actually.
I did. Yes. Not actual people influencers, but pages. A lot of people get those two confused. But yes. And when it comes to Instagram, by the way, I don't think pages work near as well anymore. Especially if you're like selling a dropshipping product specifically, they do work for brand awareness though. But yes, yes, that's how I started.
Cool. And you still do some influencer marketing?
Yes, yeah. I use personal pages though, like real people, and send them the product and just give them like a personal Instagram influencer care package, just to make it feel like
an
experience.
How does it
feel? Okay, so like if I'm selling you this iPhone case, for example, and you buy it as a customer, you're just going to get the product and maybe a note in your package.
Yeah.
But if it's an influencer, I'll send them multiple of my SKUs and like a handwritten note and just, I'll make it like really, it's kind of like a present. And so I'll make it like a gift.
Will you make it like a box? Like
I mean, I'll just make it really special just so that influencer really relates and is kind of more loyal to your brand. So it's not like I'm paying you for a shout out. It's more of like an experience like, wow, like I really like this brand.
Okay. And what would you say in that like message?
I will really just say like, hey, like name, thank you for being a part of our community. Like, I appreciate your support. I look forward to like working together in the future, blah, 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 however, anything really.
Okay. Yeah. And then like how do you find like these people addresses?
Okay. So I find their addresses by, I actually talk to them. Like I want to like do sponsored posts. And that's how I do it. But I send it to them, not like just a regular company would. So I will buy like a sponsored post, but I'll actually send them a care package as well. So they get more than they're expecting. So it just works out even better.
Okay. And then like, so how do you find using any specific like tools?
See, I've tried multiple different tools, but I've honestly found my best influencers just by going on Instagram and searching and then looking at related pages after I find a really good engaged Instagram influencer. That's the best way that I've found them myself.
So basically like manually, right?
Yeah.
And you can train your virtual assistant to do it as well.
Yeah. It's a lot more tedious and difficult, but it's worth it. And it's work like that that most people won't do that'll put you ahead of everyone else.
Okay. And then do you measure the like return on ad spend or return on like kind of like on these gifts, like or is hard to measure?
It's really hard to measure. So what I typically do with Instagram influencers is I don't go for a direct ROI. So this is my brand strategy, like long-term brand. I won't go for a direct ROI. I'm more going for awareness, and then I'll create a custom audience based on people that have recently visited my Instagram page and then retarget those people. But if it's a dropshipping product specifically, you can go for the direct ROI. And so then it's just a matter of going for a direct sale. Like if I'm sending you a product, for example, I say, hey, promote this 48-hour sale. And if within those 48 hours, I don't get a positive ROI, mm-hmm. then I know that your audience didn't really resonate mm-hmm. with it, if that makes sense.
Okay. And then like you basically measure like each influencer that you send it to and you see like who's performed the best.
Exactly. Yeah. And then whenever a big sale like Black Friday comes up, you can have all of your influencers that worked well previously shout out your product, and then you'll just have one of your biggest days and weekends of your life.
Okay. And then, so basically you do like a combination of influencers and then obviously like retargeting.
Exactly.
Facebook.
Yes. Email sequences, Facebook, influencers, everything, especially when holidays come around for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome, Chris. Yeah, a lot of value, a lot of great insights. So follow Chris on YouTube.
Yeah, I appreciate you having
yeah.
me.
It's yeah, we just connected yesterday. I just think, where did I see this guy? And then
yeah. so wait, that's Chris King. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Thank you guys.
Appreciate you
for watching.
Guys. Yeah. See you soon.